scene.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.
If you feel like flying, flying, you just spread your wings and fly. You never feel like crying when you're flying. There ain't no heart. Like climbing, climbing, you just grab your tree and climb. You need excellent timing when you're climbing and you're swinging on a vine. They seem so happy on their monkey bars, but when if you feel like diving, diving, you just duck your head and dive. There'll be nothing but smiling when you're diving and you're doing your underwater dive. They seem so peaceful and you know they are.
No!
And now, here's an anti-drug message from film and TV star Lassie.
As we sat at the table, our families' heads bowed low, my thoughts returned to childhood and the finest man I know. He doesn't speak good English, he's just a simple man. But when he's talking to the Lord, even a little child can understand. I was young and foolish, but the thought still comes to me. When I told Daddy I felt I was old enough to leave. He sat there at the table, and a look came on his face. But he never spoke another word till he said the table grace. He said, "Our gracious Heavenly Father, we're all gathered here today to give Thee thanks for blessings, so humbly we pray. Our oldest girl is leaving, and I guess she knows what's best. But just in case, would You stand by and help her stand the test? Lord, she's a little bit neglectful about church on Sunday morn. And if she gets with the wrong crowd, would You let her hold Your arm? And if she flies too high, would You clip her wings? But don't let her fall too hard, Lord. I'm sure You can handle things. I've tried my best from day to day to teach her right from wrong. And now she's grown to be a fine young lady, and she's always blessed our home. We pray Thee, Lord, for guidance that she won't build upon the sand. And we won't worry half as much if we know she's in Your hands. And, Oh, yes, Lord. It won't be long till I'll be coming home. Don't make me wait too long. We pray thee, Lord, for guidance. Please cleanse us from our sins so we can all be together in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen. The table was silent as tears ran down my face. And from that day on, I base my life on Father's table grace.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank, and we're about to do something a little different before we start the radio obituaries, but I have to prepare for it just a little bit first because I was not hip enough to prepare in advance. So let's see here. We have a special guest in the studio who's going to tell us about his influences on his young musical mind.
Special.
So we have Chandler Travis in the studio tonight, and I'm just going to say he was kind enough to make sure I was able to get up the stairs tonight, and I really appreciate that because I needed all the help I could get, obviously.
I was walking right behind you with my arms open in case you toppled.
But luckily, that didn't happen this time.
Not this time.
The night is young.
Still be ready.
Good. So, Chandler, tell us a little about yourself. I understand you're an up-and-coming musician here in the Boston community.
We're playing at Cafe Midway tomorrow at 5 p.m. And also, thanks for asking. We're also playing at our record release party at Passim on September 28th. We're very excited about it. Should be really, you know.
Good.
Okay.
Of course, for those who don't know, I should introduce him more fully as a member, one of the first members of the Bubbles in the Think Tank Stable of Stars, a longtime Bubbles in the Think Tank favorite.
Thank you. And vice versa, I'm sure.
Perhaps.
You run a pretty tight ship.
Some nights. Some nights a little tighter than others.
Hey, I got a little song I'd like to play for you.
You would?
Yeah. You think it's okay?
It's what you want to do.
They'll think of weedy weedy wee. Weedy 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 wee. Weedy 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 wee. Weedy 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 wee. I hear your heart. Sounds good, so good.
beat.
So you're going to be at the Midway Cafe in Jamaica Plain tomorrow?
Tomorrow, 5 o'clock, instead of watching football.
Oh.
Yeah.
There'll be football on the TVs there.
I know, we're going to tape. It's going to be okay.
Okay. But, you know, everybody's out by 8 o'clock.
There you go. That's in time for the late game.
That's right.
That's right. And don't forget, what is it? Don't forget, what?
Club Passim?
Right. Club Passim. Record release party, Club Passim, ladies and gentlemen.
What's the date of that?
September 28th. Exactly. And it's a Friday. No games.
And then, just to preview something else coming up the week after that.
What?
We'll have more details about it.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Ooh, Paulette's coming.
Paulette. Will be here from the West Coast.
Ooh.
Paulette, talk about your inaugural member of the Bubbles in the Think Tank Stable of Stars.
That's going to be good.
So there's going to be at least one performance on the Cape, hoping for some performance in Boston.
So yeah,
and maybe even one in Western Mass,
maybe,
if we can pull it off.
Yeah.
So,
don't tell the Dream Away Lodge.
So, everybody, keep an ear open for that. We'll be sure to tell you, because Bubbles in the Think Tank will be the prime sponsor of those programs.
Yep.
I am certain of that. So,
so long. Gotta
all right,
go.
He's out of here because he knows he's going to have to talk about radio obituaries if he sits there any longer. And
yeah.
Lord knows he doesn't want to do that.
Bye-bye.
Because now it is time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week. Yes, each week, even when I was gone, where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and, okay, months. Lots of months at this point. So while I was gone these 15 weeks, oh, by the way, let me just tell you right now to go to feedthepig.org, because you need to think about your future. I've been thinking about my future a lot during these trying times, and even feeding my personal pig in the process. Anyway, so while I was gone with these 15 weeks and six people filling in for Bubbles in the Think Tank, they did a total of 87 radio obituaries. There was a time I couldn't get a single sub to do a single radio obituary. It's a very intimidating process. They did 87 obits while I was gone. And I would like for everyone to take a moment and appreciate all of that hard work that happened during that time. I did want to take a moment, though, to point out that even with them doing 87 obits, I'm still 150 radio obituaries behind. So just accept the wonder of 150 radio obituaries behind that we're going to have to get in before the end of the radio obituary year at the end of October. Oh, gosh. The end of October. Okay. You see, I didn't do an all obit show when I came back. Aren't you impressed? But I did want to say that, you know, it was really hard to hear a bunch of obits that I would have loved to have sunk my little fingers into during the time I was gone. But I was open and receptive to all of the obits that were done by others, and appreciative. Oh my, was I appreciative that they weren't all just piling up waiting for my return. We did this little thing where I would go every week on Thursday or Friday and get all of the obit names like I would do for myself every single week. And we started a spreadsheet, a shared spreadsheet of all the obits that needed to be done. And everybody could just pick and choose what they would do. I would even sit at home and pull some of the songs for some of the obits so that those would be squirreled away in case anybody didn't have time to do a whole lot of work. Anytime you'd hear somebody doing one of the rather obscure foreign obits, you could probably guess that that was my handiwork, making sure that those people did not get ignored in the process. Someday I'll actually write up a better process about doing the obits, because I found that I wanted one. I'll just put it like that. So also know that in the coming weeks, I might actually open up the obit process to the listenership for assistance, since there's no way humanly possible with another, you know, 20 to 30 obits joining in the ranks every single week that I'm going to make it through this. I may crowdsource this process. So stay tuned to see if that happens. It will be insane if it does. But that's the future. That's not now. Now it's time for the radio obituaries. And we're going to start off tonight by thanking Vince over at themusicsover.com, the way we like to do. And going to the initial radio obituary for Count Prince Miller, the Jamaican-born British actor and musician, known for his music hall performance in the reggae style. But he drew comparison with Judge Dredd because he liked to work a little blue and do some body music on occasion. He recorded with Sly and Robbie and Jimmy James, among others. Count Prince Miller just passed away at 84. It's the initial radio obituary with monkey content, because shouldn't we start with monkey content here as we return to the radio obituaries right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank?
Monkey speaks his mind. The monkey speaks his mind. Now three monkeys sat in a coconut tree, discussing things as they are said to be. Said one to the others, "Now listen, you two. There's a certain rumor that ain't been true. That man descended from our noble race, but that idea is a big disgrace. No monkey ever deserted his wife, nor her baby, and ruined her life. Yeah, the monkey speaks his mind. Another thing you'll never see, a monkey built a fence around a coconut tree, allowing all other coconuts to go to waste, forbidding other monkeys to come and taste. For if I build a fence around this tree, starvation will force you to steal from me. Yeah, the monkey speaks his mind. Another thing you'll never see, a monkey go out at night and get in a stew, or use a gun, or club, or knife to take another monkey's life. Yeah, man descended the worthless bum, but brothers from us he did not come. Yeah, the monkey.
Mule train. bunch of ripe banana water, folks on up a corner. A bundle of summer socks for the Reverend Mr. Black. Get a
also wanted to point out how much I loved when the people filling in for Bubbles in the Think Tank would be doing an obit and it would spark that they wanted to know something else, because they'd be working on an obit for somebody they didn't necessarily know and it would make them want to learn more. I loved that part so much every single time. I'm telling you, inspirational. It really was. The post-initial radio obituary was it. The post-initial radio obituary is for Burt Reynolds. Somebody that none of us need to learn more about because we've heard it all this week. He just passed away at 82. It is the post-initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Burt Reynolds, boat, take off your clothes. Nobody blames you. In fact, everybody might join you. So let it all hang out. As you just hang out, let it all hang out. As you just hang out.
That'll win also.
Well, that's right. This way. That
That'll win too, you dummy.
I'm really watching, aren't I?
What the hell?
According to Dear Abby.
What am I, a lox here?
According to Dear Abby, should a wife be upset if she finds out her husband has been reading some of those girly magazines while she was asleep or away?
Well, no, Dear Abby's kind of square, and I don't like her. She wasn't nice to me once. But she might say that would be all right as long as he took a dive at her right afterwards.
Stories shining, climbing up the sky. We got a couple jet planes sneaking by. And we said the nicest things and let the miles roll by. We didn't shake the world today, it's true. I hear it's getting very hard to do. Tomorrow is another day, forgive me, but it's true. I didn't shake the today, did you?
The next radio obituary is for Ed King, a founding member of the Strawberry Alarm Clock and two-time guitarist and bassist for Lynyrd Skynyrd. He formed Strawberry Alarm Clock, which was first called The Sixpence in 1967. And in 68, an early version of Lynyrd Skynyrd opened for the Strawberry Alarm Clock. 4 years later, King was invited to join them on bass. He went on to co-write some of their most famous songs, including Saturday Night Special in Sweet Home Alabama. He left the band in 75, 2 years before the infamous plane crash. Ed King just passed away at 68. It's the next radio obituary right here, Bubbles in the Think Tank. Cleanup radio obituary is for Lori Collins, the American country, rockabilly, and rock and roll singer. Beginning in the mid-1950s, she and her brother Larry performed as the Collins Kids. In the late 1950s, she was the girlfriend, on TV and in real life, of teen idol Ricky Nelson. She appeared in The Adventures of Ozzie and Harriet as his girlfriend, playing her guitar, covering up Collins with her hand as she did so. She, along with her brother, is a member of the Rockabilly Hall of Fame. Lori Collins just passed away at 76. It's the cleanup radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
It's just on me. Her heels are clicking as she walks by. The breath of pink chalk fills her eye. Hands are better just to look inside. She's a whistle bait. She's a one for me. She's a whistle bait. Whistle bait. Whistle bait. She's a one for me.
Get down low, move your feet kinda slow, you do a hop hop. Hold
I was thinking I had to do an ID, but I actually don't. Instead, I need to say to you, guess what? It's the Weasel Radio Obituary. For Frank Breezy, the American radio actor, radio historian, and board game designer. In the 50s and 60s, he worked in TV, coordinating prizes for shows such as Let's Make a Deal. He worked for Voice of America and other various stations prior to that. But perhaps his most lasting cultural legacy, he created more than a dozen adult-oriented board games, the most notable of which is the drinking game Pass Out, which a magazine story in 2016 called Essentially Monopoly with Booze. I do have that game at home. Frank Breezy just passed away at 88. It's the Weasel Radio Obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Folks, this life is tough. We both suffer such abuses.
Girls phoning day and night, I've run out of excuses.
We're not bragging, we're complaining, and don't think this is treason.
We know we're not good looking.
Our proboscises are the reason. Who's got all the charm?
Durante and Hope.
Who's got all the personality?
Hope and Durante.
Who's got all the savoir-faire?
Durante and Hope.
Who's got all the money?
Crosby.
Honest, this is not just a lot of noise.
We wish there was something we could do for other boys. No wonder fellas in this town walk around with a great big frown.
They're jealous of the boys with the proboscis. They beg for dates with all the chicks, but we have to beat them off with sticks.
No one liked the boys with the proboscis. Our secret is variety. That's what we found.
My nose turns up.
And my nose turns down.
We got an awful problem. Every time we get too close, we lock bumpers.
You'd think this life would make us smile, but it gets boring after a while.
Don't blame us if we sit around and mope.
Now analyze our assets from our profile to our chassis.
I've got so much more than Gregory.
I've got so much more than Lassie.
So if you've got a sweetie and you plan to elope,
beware of the boys of the proboscis.
Jim, my nose has never been any handicap when it comes to girls. Why, in one night I once went out with 5 girls.
So what? In one night I once went out with 10 girls.
Well, on my dresser, I've got pictures of 20 beautiful girls.
On my dresser, I got pictures of 40 beautiful girls.
Uh-huh. Well, I've been proposed to by 50 girls.
But I've been proposed to by 100 girls. Well?
Oh, no, you don't. This time, you go first.
So, if you've got a sweetie and you plan to elope, beware of the boys with the proboscis. Yes, sir. Beware of the boys with the proboscis.
The pre and penultimate radio obituary is for Frank Lee Sprague. Of course, Frank Sprague was half of the Sprague brothers, along with Chris Sprague, also known as Sugar Balls. The first recording of the Sprague brothers released was Real Gone Rock and Roll. It was on cassette, also vinyl, back in 1990, and it featured all cover songs that Frank arranged. He went on to devote additional time to classical composing, with his first string quartet performed, receiving high critical acclaim. He did a lot of different stuff. Don't have an age on him, but this is the pre and penultimate radio obituary for Frank Sprague right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Oh, we're going to start it off with a little something from one of the Bee's Knees. So there.